Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here is your morning brief for Tuesday, October 26th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. An advisory panel at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is set to consider endorsing the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 shot for young children. If it's recommended, the FDA could authorize the vaccine's use in children ages 5 to 11 within days. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would then set the policy for young children to get the shots. A bankruptcy judge has refused an initial bid to halt lawsuits against Johnson & Johnson related to the talc used in its baby powder. The ruling sets the stage for a hearing next month that will likely scrutinize J&J's efforts to try to settle thousands of lawsuits through a subsidiary's Chapter 11 proceedings. The claims allege that the talc caused ovarian cancer, asbestos poisoning, and other illnesses. J&J maintains its talc-based products don't cause ovarian cancer and have never contained asbestos. Jeff Bezos's company Blue Origin is working with Boeing and other partners to create a new private space station. The facility, called Orbital Reef, is intended to begin operations after 2025. It will aim to generate revenue from government agencies, as well as entertainment companies and other private sector customers. Markets in Asia ended mixed, and European shares rose in early trading. In the U.S., investors will be watching new home sales figures and a reading on consumer confidence. And it's a big earnings day, with Microsoft, Twitter, and Google parent Alphabet all reporting after markets close. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.